It's a bit of a game choosing an enrollment number, and according to Board President Lon Garrison, the single most
important parameter for determining the next year's budget.
At the moment, the district has 1,321 students, down 17 from when the official school census was taken in October. That decline is typical, school officials say, but it's also well above the 1,295 the district built this year's budget on. The unexpected surplus of students was a major factor in a $1 million increase in this year's budget. Each student is worth money to a school district. The state calls it the base student allocation, and it's also sometimes called the foundation formula. And it's not exactly spare change.
By the time you get through the formula, the students are pretty close to $9,000 apiece.
That's Superintendent Steve Bradshaw. The $9,000 per student is dwarfed by the revenues for intensive needs students. That comes to around $75,000 per student. The Sitka School District had 42 intensive students during the October census, three more than it planned for in the budget. But board members were not feeling rich and not confident that the upswing in enrollment was a trend. District business manager Cassie Olin dismissed the idea that enrollment was up due to the construction of the Blue Lake Hydro Expansion Project. She said only two students could be attributed to all the capital projects underway in Sitka at the moment. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw had the explanation, but not the reason for the bump.
You brought in 126 kindergartners, and you had a graduating class of 69.
Yeah.
That pretty much accounts for the numbers right there.
This was the second year in a row that a large kindergarten class began school. Why there are large numbers of 6- and 7-year-olds in Sitka remains a mystery to the school board. By starting with a conservative estimate of student numbers, the board will be forced to put some major cuts on the table. They've scheduled a series of public hearings through the end of March to discuss them. The first hearing will take place in joint session with the Sitka Assembly on Thursday, February 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.